Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 25th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. PayPal earned an adjusted 78 cents per share in Q1 on revenue of $4.13 billion. This beat analyst estimates of 68 cents per share and matched revenue figures. The company disclosed that Venmo now has 40 million users, the first time reporting on the platform. Venmo payment volume increased 73% on the year to $21 billion in the first quarter and is on pace to exceed $100 billion in the year. Facebook reported Q1 earnings of 85 cents per share on revenue of $15.08 billion, an increase of 26% on the year. This beat analyst expectations of $14.98 billion in revenue, but missed on earnings per share estimates of $1.63. Part of the miss was Facebook setting aside $3 billion for a possible FTC fine currently under negotiation. Facebook's daily active users increased 2.63% from Q4 to 1.56 billion people. Across all social networks, the company now has 2.1 billion daily active users using at least one of them, up 5% from last quarter. Instagram Stories, Facebook Stories, and WhatsApp Status now have 500 million daily active users. Overall revenue per user increased 16% to $6.42. Microsoft reporting Q3 earnings per share of $1.14 on revenue of $30.6 billion, beating analyst estimates of $29.8 billion in revenue on earnings of $1 per share. Productivity and business revenue increased 14% of the year to $10.2 billion, with LinkedIn seeing revenue increase 27% and Office 365 subscribers reaching 34.2 million consumers and 180 million business users. The Intelligent Cloud unit saw revenue increase 22% to $9.7 billion, with Azure revenue increasing 73% on the year. Personal computing revenue, which includes Xbox, Windows, and Search, increased 8% to $10.7 billion. Following the earnings report, Microsoft's market cap exceeded $1 trillion, the third company to do so after Apple and Amazon. Nintendo issued earnings guidance for Q1, stating operating profit was 29.7 billion yen, below analyst estimates of 36 billion yen. The company expects to ship 18 million Switch consoles in 2019, below analyst expectations of 18.5 million. Nintendo also announced that they have no plans to announce a new Switch console at E3 this year. Smartphone game revenue in the quarter increased 24% on the year. Nintendo also confirmed that a closed beta test of Mario Kart Tour will be available to Android users in the US and Japan from May 22nd to June 4th, ahead of a full release by the end of summer 2019. Users can apply for the beta test at the Mario Kart Tour website. In non-earnings news, the Google Fit health tracking app is coming to iOS with full integration with Apple Health. Last August, Google focused the Fit app on smart activity goals created with the American Heart Association. Move minutes track all kinds of physical activity. Heart points are awarded for things like brisk walks and workouts that are at least 100 steps a minute. And it also tracks steps, calories burned, and distance walked. Google Fit adjusts goals based on your progress. On iOS, it can now pull data from your phone and an Apple Watch, as well as from Wear OS devices. Verizon opened pre-orders for the Samsung Galaxy S10 5G today and named 20 additional cities that will receive millimeter wave 5G ultra-wideband service before the end of 2019. Atlanta, Boston, Charlotte, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Columbus, Dallas, Des Moines, Denver, Detroit, Houston, Indy, Kansas City, Little Rock, Memphis, Phoenix, Providence, San Diego, Salt Lake City, and Washington, D.C. were the ones listed. Verizon had previously committed to deploy in more than 30 cities in 2019 and stated additional 5G activations will be announced later this year. The Samsung Galaxy S10 5G starts at $1,299.99 and will be available in stores May 16th. The Information reports that Amazon has been testing the Utility Patent Neutral Evaluation pilot program to fight patent infringement since last fall. The program matches a seller claiming infringement and the accused party via a third-party lawyer. This requires a $4,000 deposit to make a claim in the program. If the accused party doesn't respond to the infringement claim, the product is removed from Amazon and the deposit is returned. In order to respond, the accused party must also put down a $4,000 deposit. The third-party attorney makes a decision in the case and collects the deposit from the losing party. Amazon stated it does not take any fees from the deposit or payments. And finally, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts versus Almanor that warrantless police access to real-time cell phone location data intrudes on a person's reasonable expectation of privacy. This applied to both tracking by a mobile carrier or the use of a cell site simulator. The justices stated that the cell phones serve as a proxy for individual locations and that society's expectation is that law enforcement could not secretly and instantly identify a person's real-time physical location at will. The ruling was based on Article 14 of the Massachusetts Declaration of Rights, which the court notes may afford more substantive protection to individuals than the U.S. Constitution. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at DailyTechNewsShow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.